Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming movies, sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
This is a huge bag that I brought this time. It's way more bag than, like, this is the kind of bag that, like, a Doug Henning or a Mr. Copperfield would get into or get his assistant into and then pull it up over their head. Then they drop it down and there's, like, there's a chicken. We'll edit that part out. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Ah, yes, it is. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, California. Hashtag Orlando United. It's Monday, June 13th, 2016. What? Oh, this makes sense to me now. I wrote this a few hours ago. I'd get it if you guys weren't in the mood to make name tags this weekend, but let's see what you got. Do we have some? We got some. All right. Good for you. Not the most creative ones I've ever seen. Nate's going to be committing to that same thing all summer long, and he told me at the end of the last show here that if it doesn't get picked at the end of the by the end of the summer, he's going to let me stomp on it. Which I kind of don't want to do now, but it's more fun to stomp on it when the person might cry. But thank you for bringing that and all the other name tags, good fullers, and whatever that is over there. There's some good ones. There's my guests will have some options. And also, this is always exciting when this happens. One of the guests is either en route or maybe like thinking, oh, well, it's not worth bothering anymore. I don't know. When somebody texts you, how late can I be? That's like, whoa. I'll see you later, dude. Doug plugs. Minneapolis, Douglas Movies is at the Women's Club of Minneapolis this Saturday, June 18th at 4:20. Next Douglas Movies here in L.A. is on Tuesday, June 21st at 9:30 over at UCB Franklin. And more Douglas Movies are coming up in Philly, Salt Lake City, Columbus. Oh, DouglasMovies.com. I'll only say it once because I have a tremendous bag here for you guys today. It's knocking over my bottle of water. That's how big this bag is for the listeners. All right, so. Jesus. I really miss my calling as a clumsy guy. Here comes Clumsy with his stupid giant bag of stuff. But we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt in the bag. We got... gotta do this thing. This is crazy. This is... A guy tried to give this to me for the prize bag in Atlanta, but it got back to me after the show was over. So I flew it back to California. It is a giant box that says Al Pacino Scarface on it, and it's feels like it might be real snakeskin. And then you open it up, look at this glorious DVD. It's like a coffin for the movie. It's like the movie died. They made it a beautiful coffin with all the great scenes with Pacino in the tub. Who can forget that? And then, but here's the thing. Somebody starts digging around in this thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's just going to be like, it's just all presentation. No. Check it out. Another layer of shit in here. Yeah, this is like one of those unboxing. I should make a video of myself opening this. People really get into it. But it's got like these lobby card things in here, which are all right. I don't have a problem with them. Gonna drop them everywhere. But then in here they got a copy of like some old timey Scarface movie. Scarface, probably the original. People are gonna yell at me. What do you mean old timey? And then a Scarface money clip, a gold Scarface money clip. You haven't made it in this world until you have a money clip. I don't know if that's a good Scarface. Probably not. So this Scarface box thing is incredible, and now it's going to be a pain in the ass to put back together. But I that's what I deserve. That's what happens. But thank you to the gentleman in Atlanta who wanted it to be in that prize bag. Here's a thing that I wanted to think about playing with my guests tonight. Is somebody gave me this somewhere. I got this at midnight, I think. I'm going to be on again this Wednesday night. Thursday night I'm going to be on. Linky, four little questions, one big link. And then it's like a packet of cards. And it calls itself the, I don't even want to get into it. It's going on and on in the back about how much fucking fun it is. Like, this is going to oversell it way too much. There's a Peacemaker pipe in there. It's such a deep bag. But from my personal VHS collection, we've got an episode of the underrated Gross Point entitled Secrets and Lies, and an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer called Nightmares, which could be the name of any episode of Buffy. I guess if she's having nightmares, she's probably having like angel fuck dreams. But those in turn are nightmares for her because she wants him so badly. But he's evil, the part of the story I'm talking about. All right, I don't know when I'm going to put this Scarface thing back together. I'm really not budgeting my time well at all. But I'm going to try to start doing it as my guests come out here, because they're going to come out to thunderous applause, and there might be three of them. But I'm going to only say the names of the ones that I know for sure here. Please welcome to the stage Ramon Rivas II and Keith Powell, everybody. And Lamorne Morris.
Oh, shut up. You don't really like us that much.
I was late.
I did. I said, I asked for thunderous applause. I really kind of milked it.
It was good. It was nice.
I'm like your hype man, you guys. And I got to put this Scarface thing back together, so just talk amongst yourselves.
So,
how's everybody doing? Good? That's great. I apologize for being late.
But you weren't. I talked long enough that you showed up in time.
Yeah.
It was a good filibuster.
I was chilling back there, man, for a lot of the show.
Well, that's good. I'm excited that you made your presence known to me right away.
Thank you very much.
Because you could have stayed back a minute or two and really milked your own entrance.
I could have. I was going to do that.
Yeah. But thanks for being here nonetheless. Why were you running late? What happened?
I'm not going to lie to you. I was being a nigga. I was... The game was on.
Fried chicken. Watermelon.
Watermelon, fried chicken, white women. I was being a nigga. No, the game was on, and I'm a Cavs fan.
What's the score?
They won.
Yeah, yes. Cavs won it, you guys.
LeBron, dominated. Got
41 and 41.
They beat them by like 15, 16, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, it's like a player being interviewed by the press corps. What the fuck just happened?
Both teams play hard.
How'd you feel after the game?
100%. We played 100% from end of the floor to end of the floor. Coach and staff had a great game plan, and I was being a nigga. So.
All right, let's meet everybody individually, starting on the gentleman to my direct left. Please give it up, everybody, for Keith Powell is here.
Hello.
Star of his own web series, Keith is Broke.
You know what? That is entirely accurate. No, it's...
Keith broke his leg.
Keith broke his leg.
Yeah, that's it. I knew what it was. I thought I'd put a fun twist on it.
Great.
Then I realized that wasn't fun at all to say that you're broke, but you did broke your leg. And then you decided to make that into a series about what it's like to be a person with a broken leg.
No, it's just hours of entertainment, just watching me in a cast.
It's like when Tyra Banks puts on a fat suit.
It's exactly like that, yes.
Well, I might as well say hello to him right now after that line. Ramon Rivas II is here, everybody. His name ends with a 2 because you know what to do. And visiting from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
When's your festival? You got a big festival coming up.
I do a comedy festival in Cleveland every year called Accidental Comedy Fest. This year it's August 26th through 28th. I got like Beth Stelling and Kurt Brownoler and Marcella Arguello and a bunch of dope people. And a couple musical acts, which are cool. It's at an old hipster bowling alley. And a taco truck pulls up. It's a dope time.
You're really selling it.
Yeah, man.
Come on, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Taco truck.
I don't really know what else you need.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so you'll be in LA for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I'm here till July 6th, just bopping around doing shows. I just taped my Comedy Central half hour special on Friday. Which was cool. I texted this lady from Comedy Central to ask if I could smoke weed in my trailer, and she was like, nah. But they were cool with me walking around and doing it.
Just not in the trailer.
Just not in the trailer.
They don't want you sticking up the trailer.
Yeah, they were like, we'd lose our deposit. And I was like, well, that doesn't really affect me.
But if you vape, though, that doesn't get into the cushions.
Yeah, I mean, I was vaping in there, but like, I like to smoke a blunt before I go on stage.
Well, you have to go old school.
Or after the show.
Yeah, we'll be out back. If you're looking for me at any point, just try by the dumpster. Pretty good way to go. We'll get you on Getting Doug with High sometime before you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope.
Dope.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I just did one today, so that's why I'm really sharp right now. And let's say hello to Lamorne Morris, everybody. Thanks for being here. We already really went through your backstory.
Yeah, man.
The road to get here.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but
both
you did
teams
it.
Played hard.
And this whole time, how did the prize bag, how did that work out? Did you bring something good for us?
You have no idea, man. Yeah, I'm about to blow your fucking mind, man.
I'm ready. You brought like stuff from your childhood home the last time you were on.
Last time I brought a lot of dope shit. This one, I think the best thing about this is this bag.
The bag itself is quite decorative.
I was at my girlfriend's place watching the Cavaliers stick their dicks inside of the Golden State Warriors aggressively.
Consensually.
With no remorse whatsoever. Man, fuck Steph Curry. I just want to say that. Before I finish going on, he's fucking light-skinned with green eyes. That's not fair by itself, that's not fair. Then he has a jump shot. His jump shot straight out of fucking hell. If he's not cheating on his wife, he should be. He's got to be fucking all the bitches, man. And that makes me so upset. Anyway, I digress. This bag, my girlfriend... I asked her for a bag to put some stuff in, and she gave me this bag. And I said the word gift. I said I want to put gifts in. And so she actually brought a gift bag and put the gift paper in it, too, which is amazing. But the stuff inside is not that great.
It's thorough.
Do you want to know what's inside right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we do want to know what's in there. Unless you think it's fun to leave it a surprise for later.
I got a hat from the Montage Hotel in Laguna. This is a hat.
I've been there. It's a good place.
Yeah, it's a good place, man.
I heard all the rooms blur together.
And I just got some people for your consideration shit.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, I didn't get that.
To give that away. That's bad.
Who said you're not supposed to? Is that a rule?
I think so.
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear that.
They send you so much bullshit.
If you would have saw, you see my trunk? It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's I'm actually getting a little like I'm hyperventilating every time like the mailman comes over because it's like a fucking box for Netflix and it's like this big. I will never watch it.
Just set a blanket out on the street and sell them, man.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then the Emmy cops are going to come and
I took my name and address off of this just so I don't get in any real trouble. Also, so y'all don't know where I live.
Oh, no, those are, they put some sort
they
of
watermark it.
Watermark,
yeah. That's what my girlfriend told me, too. She's smart.
Yeah.
Everybody's smart all of a sudden.
It happens on the show a lot, so we'll keep track if anybody ever gets in trouble.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll try to warn everybody. But thanks for bringing that stuff.
Man, you know.
It ain't nothing.
Ramon,
it's love.
What do you got for us?
I brought one of my friends who lives out here, has this company called Dabble that makes these like vape pen things.
Yabble dabble.
So I have a Dabble hat and then like a Dabble kit that has like the pen and then an extra cartridge and a charger.
Whoa.
And then if you're willing to come to Cleveland, you can have a weekend pass to my comedy festival too.
All right, you got to go to Cleveland. That's the rub.
That is the rub. It's dope, though. Yeah.
What if they know somebody in the Cleveland area?
I mean, we can talk.
Okay. He's willing to haggle about this.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. Keith, what do you got for the bag?
I'm on a campaigning kick lately because I'm trying to like get an Emmy nomination for this web series. So my wife did a wonderful thing where
my wife. Sorry, you didn't know what the hell you're walking into there. It's a horrible thing.
When my wife listens to this.
My wife.
My wife will be. My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
My wife. I'll be on somebody else's talk radio show, and they'll have like a serious guest on.
He said my girlfriend.
I think I did it my wife to Gary Marshall one time. But I try to whisper it so that only the listeners can hear it. Because Gary Marshall didn't want to put on the my cans.
My significant other creates handcrafts these coasters, and it's all in reference to episodes of Keith Broke His Leg. You know, there's some good comedy bits on these coasters. So, yeah. Retails for a lot.
So they're for your consideration coasters, then?
They are. They're for your consideration
coasters. But you can watch these. I just said you can watch these.
You know, these serve a purpose. You could put a drink on it.
You put a drink on this shit. It's the Food Network. Ain't nobody gonna watch this shit. You just put this down. Put it under a table.
Wait, hold on a second. Which show is this?
I don't know. Hope
it's everything. Listen, I'd want this.
It's the whole lineup. It's the whole lineup.
It's everything on the whole network. Yeah, they really want to get.
And if you use mine,
memories.
Both of theirs would be more
down
interesting.
To me? Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
It's just Guy Fieri just throwing up in a bucket.
It's fucking
over and over again.
This thing's pretty,
for your Emmy consideration.
It's pretty heavy, and then I'm gonna add these to it.
Oh yeah,
I see. So this is gonna be crazy heavy bag. So
I'll put that in there.
Congrats to whoever gets that. Oh, shit. Oh, if anyone's a Foley artist, I've got the great sound effect of someone's head getting crushed on a curb. Noises are horrible. This is a question I have to ask you guys before we get to the movie questions and answers part of the show. What was the last movie you saw? Let's start on the to my left with Keith.
Oh, fuck. Captain America.
I couldn't tell who was
there was a
least
lot
prepared to answer that question.
I saw Captain America and I was... And
Civil
I
all, War.
I only saw the black people in it. Like there was like three of them. That's amazing.
You saw,
three black people in a movie?
What's that about? What's
that doesn't about, happen about, unless about you're Tyler
eighths?
Perry.
It's like 2/8 of the cast?
Yes.
Three. Wait, no, there was...
No, there's like 12 of them.
What color is Paul Bettany? What color is...
He's red.
He's red, so he doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't get black points.
No. Black Panther was like fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
He was amazing.
Black Panther in there. He's already gonna have his own movie, right?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait, which part?
All of it.
You haven't seen any of it?
No.
What's wrong with you? Don't you stay in hotel rooms or?
No, man.
Is it not even in hotel rooms yet? Probably not. It is.
But he's in the trailer. A lot.
Yeah.
He hasn't even seen the trailer.
No.
You don't want to see this movie.
No, I do. I do. I like waiting until it comes because I want to watch it a bunch. And like, I don't want to like sneak back in the theater or like if I didn't take enough snacks in with me to stay again.
It's for Netflix and chill.
I gotta view my movies.
He likes things on a loop.
Yeah. No, because if it's dope, I want to like watch it again.
Spider-Man's in it too.
And if it's whack, I won't be able to make fun of it.
Yeah, Spider-Man's in it.
Spider-Man's in it. Spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
He dies.
I mean,
Spoiling it.
The Spider-Man in that movie was so young. I was expecting Tim to like break out and masturbate. Like,
yeah, like, he was a child.
Like he was like a child. It was really crazy. It was a little. Anyway.
Wouldn't an adult masturbate before a kid would?
No. When I was 14?
No, like he was old enough to masturbate. It was just like I would imagine he was so young that he was like one of those kids that looks like he just masturbates all day.
Yeah.
Even in a mask?
Especially in a mask.
What's he doing? Oh, he's just masturbating. Why did we talk about that?
That was the last movie I saw.
Did you like it?
I liked all the black people in it, yes. okay, I'm not racist. I like Tony Stark too.
He's got a good tan. Yeah, okay. I knew I could talk you into him. At least Thor wasn't there because he really throws the white numbers up.
So neither was.
Really knocks the white
was
scale
Pepper
over.
Potts.
And
Pepper
then, Potts wasn't in it. And Hulk wasn't in there either because he's green. Who knows what to do with that?
Brain.
I mean, half the country seems for green and the other half seems against it. We'll see in November.
Have you guys seen that GIF file where Hulk is fucking Scarlett Johansson?
No, but I want to see it now.
It's amazing. I'm gonna send it to you guys, and you send it out to all your fans. It's insane.
I would.
Imagine what
that's
Hulk's
happening.
Dick looks like.
I feel like she would faint.
Oh yeah, he destroyed her. You see, right, like, they use clips from the actual movie. They show like a close up of his face, like this, and they show her like this. And you just see green going into pink, like. That's it. I sent it to my girlfriend. I was like, "Don't you wish I could do this?"
She was like, "Yo, Hulk, it's a Hulk smash."
You've officially discussed.
I'm not even high with these people.
You know, Lamorne is in a movie called Barbershop: The Next Cut.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
There's no number in there?
Nah.
It's the third one, though?
It's the third installment, yes.
Yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of black people in that movie.
Oh, it's all black people. We made it a point.
It's the third in the first of three trilogies. And it ends with a bunch of Ewoks dancing around. Oh, no. Listen, they have to get their hair cut somewhere.
Just a bunch of Ewoks with tight tapers.
Got the little part.
Yeah. Little lightning bolts in the side.
Yeah, so I had a question for you, though. What's up with a movie called April Fools?
Joke's on you. Joke's on everybody else. It was one of the shittiest movies of all time. I was 18 and I lived in Chicago and I auditioned. They made it seem like this was legit. And I showed up to set and they had me laying in the middle of the ground in the south side of Chicago with literal like needles on the ground and fucking glass and shit. And I would complain and they would, their response to me being out, it's like 30 degrees in Chicago. Their response to me being damn near butt naked laying face down on the ground was just, well, sweep up some of the dirt. That's what they did for me. And in the movie itself is absolutely terrible. It's a really bad movie, so I don't suggest anyone watch it. Also, I haven't been paid for that movie.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's on Netflix. Fuck that movie.
What?
Yeah, man.
Well, let me spoil it for everybody then. Yeah, because IMDb pretty much gives away the whole plot.
It's really bad.
Yeah, Deanna, 17, a young hottie, seduces Melvin, the class nerd.
That's me.
That's it.
Yep. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
I Hulk smasher.
I mean, we can put together from the title that she's not having sex with him because she actually likes him.
Right.
It's a trick she's playing on him, which is the greatest trick ever, ladies. We hate it when you have sex with us as a joke.
I actually would prefer it.
We want real passion. Speaking of passion projects, it must have been a real treat for you, Keith, to play. You played a Tuskegee Airman.
Yes.
In the Night at the Museum.
I did.
Battle of the Smithsonian.
I was going to say, like, wait for it. It wasn't like hard-hitting drama or anything like that.
Yeah, it's just such a funny, like, you know, when I was IMDBing you, it's just funny that you and Craig Robinson were the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, that's my boy. And he was high the entire time.
That must have been super fun. Yeah, even when you weren't in your planes.
Yeah.
And Yeah, but when I saw that, it just made me giggle because the movie is so light and silly, and it's like the Tuskegee Airmen is kind of like a, you know, important thing from history. Yeah. Just have two guys run in, hey, we're the Tuskegee Airmen. Hey, thanks for coming by. But
seriously.
The coffee's over there.
That's kind of what happens.
Right?
But like my character was, they asked me to like talk like a news announcer, so everything had to be like this. What does that have to do with Tuskegee Airmen?
Known for. Yeah. Like,
that's how people with syphilis talk.
Oh, those Tuskegee boys.
I got paid.
Indeed. Well played. What was the last movie I saw? I must have watched something on a plane or something. Had issues with the TV today. Oh, you're back, finally. Finally, I can continue. I saw Frozen on a plane because I saw Frozen, the stage musical down at Disney California Adventure.
I'm friends with the person who directed that.
For reals? Well, tell him kudos.
My wife, mostly.
Who?
My wife.
My wife! it's funny. I really, the guests don't say it that often, you know, and like you did earlier, they think of other ways to say it so we don't have to embarrass ourselves. But, maybe I should.
What does that say about your guests, though? Like,
they're all degenerate single people.
They're all young, playing the field.
I don't know about that, but they just don't have a wife yet, you know. So they say my girlfriend, or you know, or they don't bring her up at all.
It happens to be.
Happens sometimes.
It's inevitable with me.
I was in an interview situation with Sacha Baron Cohen, and he didn't say it once. So I dodged a bullet there, as they say. Can you imagine? There's no way he would find that amusing. There's no goddamn way. You can't be like, but I'm doing it because it's annoying. Like, you can't throw that in there. Then you're just annoying.
Yes, I agree.
Right? Like, do you guys have something that's like most quoted at you when people accost you in the streets?
People just call me Winston from my show.
Yeah.
New girl. New girl.
Yeah.
So people just
yell that too. Hey, new girl.
All the time. Or they just
new girl.
They'll just say, hey, it's Jess. Or hey, what's up? You on that Zoe show? And I just go,
that Zoe show.
It's everything.
You on the Zoe showy?
It's everything but my actual name.
Yeah, I get Twofer, which just sounds like a pet.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This is our first time meeting, right?
Yeah.
When I walked in backstage, I swear to God, I was this close to going, what's up, Twofer? I was this close. I was this close, but I was like, I don't know him. He got on camouflage pants. He could be rough. I don't know him.
Nah. The hell is that?
It's all a laugh track, this show. It's the laugh track. No one's enjoying this show. It's just a laugh track for your podcast.
You know, I don't know if I mind the twofer so much. I mean, you know, like if it, like, because people like normally like, you know, say it and then go, okay, but what's your real name? Like I get.
Well, plus you get a whole day of the week, you know.
Yes, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Hey, everybody, every room you walk into, two for Tuesday. Like that Camel and the Geico commercial that reminded everybody about hump day all day long on Wednesday. But yeah, there's always something that people yell at you. Ramon doesn't have his yet, but if you had to guess.
Cleveland!
Do you say something in your special that's real catchy that people will yell at you?
Nah, probably just, you got weed.
Yeah, let's go smoke.
Yeah.
You got a lot of weed material into the special?
Nah, I just sound like a nap that you just took with weed.
Ha ha ha. You should be. You should have quote yourself reviewing your own act on your album cover, because that was really a really good review that you gave yourself. All right, you guys. This is part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin." Gentlemen, select your name tags from this dazzling array of
donuts.
There's some donuts. And, oh, fuck the police. That's an interesting approach. We usually don't have that sort of thing around here. All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys, no sponsor this episode, so I'll just remind you to check out douglasmovies.com for all of my tour dates, including Pemberton Music Fest in Canada, and Douglas Movies tapings in San Diego, Traverse City, Toronto, New York City, Chicago, Nashville, and more. That's douglasmovies.com. Hope to see you out there soon.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back, and Winston fell for it.
I did. Craftsmanship on this thing.
It's pretty amazing, right?
It's lightweight racist as shit. There's no people of color anywhere on there.
Nah, he got dreads. He got dreads.
That's just a dirty white dude.
That's a light skin. This is Steph Curry.
That's a light skin. I might see a Hispanic there.
Yeah, he could be Hispanic. She got big lips. Oh, she's probably just Persian.
It's Nate's dream guests on the show.
Mark.
We've read them all off before.
Who's this dude that looks like he's
gonna
committing
pop up
crimes?
A lot. What happened?
This dude just looks like he's selling watches out of his coat.
That would be. But anyway, congratulations on getting picked, Nate. And you can set that down if you want. You don't have to like hold it the whole time.
I want to. It's fucking beautiful. I'm gonna
put it in your lap. Let all those little characters look at your.
Just my dick, dude. My shit big, right, dog? Right, bird. To them, it's huge. Yeah.
Who are you playing for, Ramon?
I'm playing
on behalf of.
On behalf of Jen. She's does not like what the police are doing, so she said.
Oh, you're the fuck the police lady?
Yeah, she's fuck the police, which I ride with, just because sometimes they're shitty. Then just straight out of OC, original content. Can I change my mind? No, I'm just I'm just kidding.
I think it's an excellent choice. Yeah, very good. And Keith, what do you have?
Apparently, the Good Fullers. I'm assuming that the people who gave it to me is named Fuller. It's a take on Goodfellas, in case anybody not noticing that.
That looks like pretty accurate. Goodfellas, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like how you laid them all down on the stage. Like we're hanging Lovely. Out at the worst merch table in the history. I wanted to take out one of these Linky cards and just play it just for fun. See, but I don't even understand. I don't even understand what the game is supposed to be. Like, what do you think the game is here? Talk us through it.
Linky ballots or ballets?
Definitely ballets.
Okay. Who had to
so
get
I think
home?
That's the answer you're supposed to try to get out,
oh,
out
shit.
Of people.
Wait.
Maybe.
Oh, the clue, but there's a clue down.
So wait, you're trying to get people to guess these clues. Who had to get home by midnight before her carriage turned into a pumpkin?
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
But I think it links it down to the last one.
Fancy French dancing.
So from Cinderella, you go what?
Who fell asleep for 100 years and
use
could only
microphone.
Be woken up by a kiss
talking
from
oh,
right. Sleeping Beauty.
Hi, guys.
Nah, this doesn't, I mean, oh, that don't make no sense.
That's fucked
me,
up.
Man. It looks like a small intestine, though, on the card.
It does.
Maybe you're just supposed to shit it
Would it
out.
Help if you saw another one?
Yes.
I don't know what this shit is.
Right.
I don't even know what you're doing at this. Maybe it's because I was late. Like, what some, is that?
I feel like people of color don't fuck
game,
with board games.
This thing is supposed to be so much fun.
Who has a global fan base of people who call themselves Beliebers? Come on, man.
Justin. Have you played Linky yet? No? Then today's your lucky day. Inside
oh,
this pack,
no,
you'll
I got it.
Find.
I figured it out.
A mind, no, a mini version of our super simple shout out loud party game. Happy Linky!
The wackest party
I got
playing
it.
This game.
I figured this out. You're, okay.
It's from the people who brought you Bananagrams.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love a Bananagram.
It's from the people you returned your Bananagrams to.
All right. Okay. So you're supposed to ask all these four questions. All four answers all have something in common, and that's the thing at the bottom.
So who the person who figures out the thing at the bottom first wins?
Yes.
That's why it's a show.
Listen, no more.
Don't
that's
you
all
fucking
I need.
Slow clap us.
That's all I need.
All right, so start, do one. We'll try to play it. All we'll right, do right. it. Do it the right way.
Okay. Sometimes light red-haired people describe themselves as
gingers.
What blondes?
Strawberries.
Which delicious product is derived from the cacao bean? Which edible nut has a distinct green color to it?
These.
It's Sundays. It's Sundays.
No, you're wrong.
Ice cream sundae.
No, you're wrong.
Float.
Oh, well, you said something.
Dessert.
Ice cream.
And
that's all
you
get. You get it.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Ice cream.
And if they guess it off the first guess, they're dope.
Yes.
What'd you win? Well, yeah, what's the prize?
Just white points.
Oh, nice. You got a thumbs up.
Well, I got a lot of white points to give. Starting right now. I want to play a new game. I'm going crazy with the new games lately. I can't stop because people, you know, I have conversations with people about them. And this new game has been suggested by a lot of people, but I finally broke down to do it when Nam_Joti, J-O-T-I, on Twitter suggested I call the game Characters Welcome. I like that name a lot because I love shows that are on TBS. So I'll list the characters that were played by an actor. Now, this is just for the guys on stage now. It's serious time, you guys. Strawberry! Who invited you? All right. I list characters that this actor has played, and then you guys can guess as often as you like, but the first person to guess is correctly wins.
You're giving us the character and the movie, or just the character?
I want the actor who's played all of these characters. I'm not going to tell you the names of the movies unless you're interested later. I do have them written down because some people will be like, what movie did he play that character in? I will go, and find it.
Johnny Depp.
You know, I love a good pre-guess because you can never, you just never know when you might be right, and that this is not one of those times. Who played Roger Porter in a motion picture? Character named Roger Porter. I can't believe this isn't giving it away.
Can you tell us his name?
This guy also played Napoleon Stone. Napoleon Stone.
John Heater?
No, that was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh. I mean, I didn't know if that was the character's name.
Nick Styles is another name. Not a boy band member, but a character.
Not Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise. That does sound like a Nick, character. Like Cole Trickle.
Yeah.
Nick Styles. Also, this actor, very versatile, played a character named Joe Miller. Joe Miller.
Jason Sudeikis.
No. Also like, played a character.
Think of the whitest white guy.
Lee the Millers, I don't know.
Also played a character. This is one of those one name characters in the credits. You don't even need to know his last name. Dudley.
Oh, Roger Moore. Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore. No.
Oh, I fucked that up. I fucked that up.
It's like I know somebody named Dudley.
It's a Dudley. Dudley do right. All right.
I feel like this would be easier if we had the movie they played those characters in.
Or if we had their names.
If
it was his first
if I
last.
Told you the movies that they were in, it would be over already. It would be over immediately. Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's no fun. That's not a fun
I'm gonna get
game.
This next one. I'm gonna get this next one.
Keith Frazier.
Keith Frazier.
Keith Frazier.
All these
Brendan Fraser
character.
Doesn't sound real at all.
And it builds to ones that are more recognizable.
Like, are these all
I'm not
indies?
Gonna just list a million random
are these
names.
All straight to Netflix.
April
movies?
Fools.
I gotcha.
Just be glad people don't do that to you all the time.
Hey, oh my God.
You dodged that one. Nobody's got a guess on Keith Frazier?
No.
What about Jake Shuttlesworth? He played a character
Denzel
called...
Denzel Washington.
Called, that's correct. And that movie was...
He Got Game.
He Got Game. That gave it away because that is a crazy-ass name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth and Jake Shuttlesworth. That's... what are all these movies with these weird-ass names?
Like Napoleon.
He was Keith Frazier in Inside Man. He was Dudley in The Preacher's Wife. Joe Miller in Philadelphia. Oh. Nick Stiles in Ricochet. Napoleon Stone in Heart Condition. And Roger Parker in like what is one of his first movies, Carbon Copy.
I've seen all of those movies, and I still didn't know.
But I also delighted in how white all of his character names are. Because then still to come was John Hobbs from Fallen, Ben Marco from Manchurian Candidate, Doug Carlin from Deja Vu. They're getting whiter and whiter. Robert McCall in The Equalizer. Reuben Carter, The Hurricane. That would have... And then the one that, if you guys hadn't got it yet, I've been very shocked, but I would have dropped Malcolm X.
Two black names, both real characters.
So those would have been very helpful if we got that far. But the old Shuttlesworth brought the whole thing down. I love that. All right, so... next, I'm going to play a game that's going to take a little explaining to you guys, but I think it'll be worth it. It's called Ron Bennington's Mojo Rising, the Adjustment Bureau, Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. I know, what indeed. I'll give you the name of an actor, and this will start with Lamorne in the first round, and... I forgot to do this the other day in the episode that's not out yet, but we got to change the order in each round. But we'll start with you, Lamorne, and I'm just going to name an actor, and then you name what you think might be in their top three of all time grossing motion pictures adjusted for inflation.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
By... Now, you know how I love a good pre-guess.
Gonna be Johnny Depp someone.
When that time comes, I'm telling you. Point.
Keep in mind, you need exact titles, and so there's some tricky ones out there. And what happens is, so let's say Lamorne has a guess, and then we go to Ramon, and he gets a guess, and then to Keith, and you each have to do a different movie. So that's the advantage to going first in this game. And then you just see who gets in the top three, and you get 3 points for the number one and 2 points for two and 1 point for three. And we'll play first person to 5 points wins this game. You ready?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's not that fast paced, so we should be all right. So we'll start with you, Lamorne. Zooey Deschanel. What's in her top three?
I'm gonna say Elf.
He's going Elf. People have his back. Ramon.
Almost Famous.
He's going Almost Famous. That's an interesting pull. I like that. And then what are you gonna go with, Keith?
Fuck me.
All right. You insist.
500. She was in 500 Days of Summer, right? But that. I'm going to go with that. 500 Days of Summer.
All right. So, 500 Days of Summer did not make the top three.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Almost Famous did not make the top three. Mm. Number one is Elf.
Yeah. Woo! Can I guess again? Or no?
What? Sure, why not?
Or nah.
No, it's fun.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
That didn't do good?
No.
That went out a lot of facts and shit.
All right, you have 3 points, trying to get to five. And just for everyone's edification, number two is Yes Man.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
And number three, and this is just a shame, Failure to Launch. Yeah, what the hell is that indeed?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Only stars Matthew McConaughey before the Connaissance.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Connaissance.
What, when he was the old Bradley Cooper's the new McConaughey?
No, Bradley Cooper was also in that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were burning those guys. I was ready to jump in. Patton Oswalt's in it, I think, too. Mm-hmm. But anyway. I don't know. Sarah Jessica Parker's all right. I don't know why all the jokes about her all the time and her appearance. This doesn't seem right. She seems all right to me. She's fine.
She'll do.
She'll do.
She's all right.
As long as you don't mind somebody that's covered in gutter water. You know that moment at the beginning of Sex and the City where the bus sprays her with gutter water. Hey, this is an interesting first day. She showed up in a tutu smelling of gutter water.
She'd only eat oats from my hand.
Oh, there you go. See, that's what I was talking about. I'm tired of people doing those jokes. I'm going to repeating them makes me hoarse. I say nay to the horse face jokes.
Oh,
all right, here's the next round. We've got to get serious, you guys. We got to determine the order here. We'll start with...
003. Oh.
We'll start with you.
Yeah.
Start with Keith, then we'll go to Ramon, and then to...
Did you pass out? He just went to sleep.
You have such a calming influence on me. When you whispered your name, I thought it was a ventriloquist act or hypnotist. Keith.
Yes.
Tina Fey.
Oh, boy. Her number one. Is her number one? Megamind.
Ramon?
Mean Girls?
Yeah. Lamorne? Enjoy these scraps?
fuck me, man. I'm just Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah, when adjusted for inflation.
No, that did not make the top three. Number three, Date Night. Date Night was number three. But number two, Mean Girls. Yeah.
So that's 2 points for Ramon. And then at number one is, of course, Megamind.
Yeah.
Keith has 3 points.
Yeah. That's how you kiss up to your boss.
This is exciting. This is very exciting. I like how this is going. Someone in the audience, just for the listeners, in case you didn't hear it, just said threefer.
That was already a joke on the show, though.
Well,
you know, I'm just saying.
I'm just, you know, people heard it. Said it. Maybe he hadn't heard it before. Maybe he thought of it.
No, good. It was good.
You never know.
He's getting kicked out right now, though.
It was well timed. It was a good time to say it. You know what I mean? He didn't yell it out the second he saw you. He had some restraint. Waited for you to get 3 points.
All right.
He's like, oh, I hope Doug plays that game where he might get 3 points. When do people ever get to yell threefer at him? All right, so I got to work out this order thing because it doesn't make sense to... It
comes to me now.
I guess we should start with you, and then we'll go to Lamorne and Keith.
Me last again?
Well,
okay.
What goes around goes around.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Ramon, what's a top three movie featuring Mr. Alec Baldwin? Someone either made a cat noise or a fart. It was like Alec Baldwin.
Adjusted for inflation.
That really doesn't matter in most of these.
Okay. Because I don't know what inflation is, to be honest.
You should have worked for Tom Brady.
I could.
Nice. Nice.
You'd be good on the witness stand.
I would say Alec Baldwin's top grossing.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Let's go Glengarry Glen Ross.
Okay. There you go.
That seems like some inflation would have fucked with it.
The Mourn.
The Departed.
Yeah. It's like Family Feud. You guys are really supportive.
Right. I was going to say Hunt for Red October, but I'm going to go with Mission Impossible, ooh, Rogue Nation.
Ooh. Shit.
I just like the idea of a movie called The Hunt for Red October, but...
Oh, boy.
Well, the good news is that we get to play another round.
Oh, fuck.
The bad news is you guys missed these entirely. Your guesses were all excellent, but coming in at number three, I don't know why. I at least knew it because I'm looking right at it. Madagascar. Whoa. Escape to Africa.
Oh, fuck.
I would have never
guessed that.
Coming in at number two, Hunt for Red October. You had it. You had it in your hands. It was yours.
Not like the Mission Impossible movie? He was in. That made a lot of money.
It did pretty good, but, you know, adjusted for inflation, this Hunt for Red October really kicked ass. And then another one that you wouldn't think would be number one.
Cool World?
Not Cool World. Is he in Cool World? I don't think he is. It's Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's Brad
Pitt.
Yeah. And then I remember the tagline for that movie was, Hollywood, if she could.
I don't know what's happening. Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
Pearl fucking Harbor. Pearl
These are all movies Harbor. I've never seen.
Oh, there you go. Well, I like Hunt for Red October very much. Pearl all right, Harbor. Let's do another round. Let's start with Lamorne gets to start this time. Then we'll go to Ramon. Then we'll go to Keith. You're right. You always do go last. I've been fucking this up.
Okay.
All right, you'll go second. Ice Cube.
Adjusted for
inflation. People are sad for you.
For inflation.
Co-stars.
Shit. I'm going to say... I want to say Friday, because I know that... But motherfuckers be stealing that. Like, niggas in the hood, I'm telling you, they watch that shit from a hustle man on the corner. So I'm sure IMDb didn't tally that in there. Black dollars don't matter. Or black points don't count. I'm going to say Ride Along.
That's what I was going to say.
I think he made some more movies than that.
He did. I'm trying to think of like his family films. Because those are like...
He did one movie that was XXX.
That movie did not do well.
State of the Onion.
Oh, fuck. I'm thinking like Daddy Day Camp. No, I'm gonna do Are We There Yet?
Yes, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right. Ramon.
Ice Cube. All right. Definitely no Friday movies because what you said. Definitely not Boys in the Hood because I feel people fucked with it, but they didn't pay to go see it. They don't want to be all sad and shit. Ice Cube. Damn. Ride Along 2?
Well, coming in at number three was, in fact, Ride Along.
Yes.
Yeah, so Lamorne got 1 point for that. And so that boosts him up to 4 points.
4 points.
And then the other two films you gentlemen said did not make the top three.
Yes.
I know, it's very sad. At number two, 21 Jump Street. Yeah, and number one, 22 Jump Street. Yeah.
I couldn't remember those.
So I got one more round ready to go because I thought it might come down to this. I thought it might be, with such a distinguished panel that we'd have a close race. So basically whoever can, I hope we don't end up in a tie because I don't know what'll happen then.
What are the scores of my enemies?
It might get physical.
What are the scores of my enemies?
I have two.
You have two?
Keith has got 3 points and Ramon has two.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah. So you're right there. You're right there. You just got to throw the balls into the right holes.
Basketball reference?
That's no, cheap. That game at the carnival where you're a horse going across the thing and you're just one thing away. You just gotta get that ball.
Where you're like squirting the water. Hole.
That would also work. That's another game where you can win by inches.
I always do. What's the game?
So we'll start with Keith. Go to Ramon. And the actor's name is Willem Dafoe. The original shithead. I gotta figure at least one person has gone up to Willem Dafoe and go, you know Doug Benson used to call you a shithead on his podcast? Mm-hmm. And he was probably just like,
the English patient.
Who are we waiting on? What?
The English patient.
The English patient is your answer?
That made $100 million.
I should act like it has a chance.
That made $100 million.
The English patient.
Spider-Man.
There you go.
Oh, fuck me. Yes,
the
of course.
Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck a duck.
Lamorne.
He said Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Don't forget the English patient. The English patient is off the table. He's resting comfortably. Man's always trying to do some constant gardening, though.
English patient made $100 million, guys. I'm just saying. Yeah. Adjusted for inflation,
and adjusted is
that's
probably,
like 120.
It's probably way up there adjusted. You're right.
Zero black dollars, though.
It's nope. Just up against some real heavy hitters. Like that is not a clue at all.
Ah, damn it. I have two choices here. I could say the correct answer, or I could say the wrong answer.
You just need to get points.
Yeah. But one of them's the correct answer. One of them's the wrong.
The problem is there's multiple incorrect
answers.
Wasn't
he in like didn't he do like a flashback scene where he was in like another Spider-Man?
Oh, possibly, but you have to decide with your own brain.
I'm going to say Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. All right.
That's why I said fuck a duck.
I was going to say John Wick, but
coming in at number three.
The English patient.
Spider-Man 2. Oh, no. All the best guests just blew Lamorne with their tiny, tiny mouths.
Fuck your Hall of Fame! Put me in this shit next time.
Yeah, I think you will be in there the next time.
I've been on your show twice.
I have a good feeling about it.
Two for...
You deserve
two.
It.
I've been on it three times.
No, I'm saying two for two. I've been on this show.
All right, so the movie that came in second, it's kind of a trick question, I guess. Finding Nemo. Yeah, that movie was huge. It's so big they're going to make a movie about the fish that's got the short-term memory loss. What's her name?
Dory.
I can't wait to see that movie about Finding Dory.
I still haven't seen Finding Nemo.
Oh, you I must.
Did you know they made a sequel called Finding Dory?
That's what I heard. Do I have to watch
like,
the
I
first
hope
one?
They don't find her, because honestly, that's an irritating character trait that she can't lost. Remember what just happened. But speaking of that, what just happened? Number one, Spider-Man. Yeah.
We're tied.
Ramon and Lamorne have tied. Yeah. So now we have to play a playoff game just
Let's
for the two of them.
Let's tie our wrists together, a knife fight.
Yeah. Q beat it. Let's do this. You got Michael Jackson's Beat It ready to go? Oh,
that's Billie Jean.
Good Billie beatboxing, Jean. Ramon.
That wasn't me, man.
Oh shit. I shouldn't have looked into the booth when I said that because it probably made it feel like I really wanted it. But now that it's here, you guys might as well fight. Or do some of the choreography or something.
Wait, what's the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is going to be a game called Live, Die, Repeat.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? And
In certain markets, it's called Edge of Tomorrow.
I'm going to say...
Can I just say before you finish that what sucks about gloating is when I got that question right, I 100% believe that I won. And
I got it more right.
You got it more right than I did. I fucked all these dudes. I made them all blow me. And now it's a tiebreaker. I feel awful.
Yeah, but that's what good, good podcasting is all about.
Shit.
I provide the audience with an emotional roller coaster of laughter and thrills. I'm going to say the name of a movie. Mm-hmm. First one of the two of you to repeat it back to me. It's the winner of the game. Don't you try to play, Keith. Sit this one out.
We just have to say it back?
Just repeat it back. I know, it's deceptive. How simple. Just repeat it back. Repeat after me. Here we go.
Is it like Simon Says where you have to say some shit first?
Just repeat it back.
No, right? I'm just okay. Gonna say it. Repeat it back. I'm just gonna say it.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. The Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Lamorne won.
That is it. Now I can say it.
Did not get fucked.
Do you want to do another one just for fun? Do you want to play one?
Yes.
It's such a fun game.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
But you know I love. Good fellas. All right, let's do another one. Okay. Don't look them up on your phone. You can't look the answer up.
I'm just Snapchatting you do this.
Okay, ready?
Wait, and go.
What's happening?
Say the name!
Oh, okay, Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton!
I dominated. Look, here's the replay. I fucking dominated.
Straight Outta Compton!
I won again.
Straight Outta Compton!
I abbreviated. NWA.
I think this game is a disadvantage because my voice is slow, man.
You know what I was thinking before we played it? I said, this nigga is high as a kite. There's no way he's going to defeat me.
Nah, man.
Oh, boy.
Congrats, you win some bullshit.
Well, that was an entertaining hour.
Are you doing magic? What are you doing?
Just got a lot to deal with over here today. Let's play one more game, you guys. You in for one more game?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Let's do Last Man Stanton. Yeah. Are going to get a name of an actor and actress from the audience, and then you guys, I'll play along. We'll take turns doing names of movies that person was in. You can't think of one, you're out, but one time in this game, You can use your person whose name tag you picked as your lifeline. So you can go to them for help. Okay. And just the one time. So use it strategically.
All right.
Someone named Too Many Turds.
Yeah.
he's like a Bill Paxton character. Live, die, repeat. And where'd you come from? Why is your name Too Many Turds? And turds with a Z. What?
It's cooler with a Z.
Is it cooler with a Z? Yeah. Yeah, it's less gross.
What do you think is cool?
It's more of a hipster turd.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, it's not just some regular
turd.
That, like, sits in the library. It's a hipster turd. Like, this turd
has some street cred.
Likes a good pale ale. out of a can.
This turd brews his own.
All right, and so what's your actual name, dude?
Nick,
all right.
Oh, that's more like it.
Yeah.
There's
a name for a person. All right, Nick, so who would you like us to use for Last Man Standing this evening?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Good luck to us all. He's got some credits under his under his belt. He's got some titles under
his
credits.
Do we have to stand up?
So what happens now?
We got to just take turns naming Woody Harrelson
movies.
First. Who won the Live, Die, Repeat? You did the first one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go first.
Yes,
go first.
You go first.
These
on
are the
this.
Rules.
Then we'll go to Ramon and Keith and then me.
Okay.
And I'm going to write them down because that way we can keep track of which ones we say.
You okay?
Doug got too high to do his best.
We're still doing it. We're going all right. Don't you worry.
Doug, I'm worried about you. I know. He's about to die.
Listen, you guys, I ordered an Uber, and I want to be as close to the door as possible when it gets here.
It's a pool, so
really
we're only
trying to time this thing out. Yeah, pools are such a pain in the ass, but man, are they cheap. you really save money with that. The name is Woody Harrelson, and we start with Lamorne. Name. I think I know which one you're going to say.
Obviously.
I think so.
It's obvious.
Give it to us.
White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, you had to say that.
I had to.
Yeah, okay. Ramon?
Now You See Me Too.
Keith?
People versus Larry Flint.
It's Doug's turn now.
Well, it's Doug's turn.
Now it's my turn, yeah. And I have to say, Now You See Me.
Hunger Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? He's in that.
Yeah, and that's a real kettle of worms there. That those Hunger Games movies, because we go for the exact titles.
I thought the first one was
be
just
careful.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Natural Born Killers.
That's a good one.
Keith.
I'm going to go obscure and say Rampart.
Oh, you got to save
so
those.
Obscure. That's I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I will go with, how about Wildcats?
Oh.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay.
Fuck. Hunger Games Mockingjay. I don't think there's a number in there.
No, it's just Hunger Games Mockingjay.
All right, I'll take it.
There's a colon. Kingpin?
Yeah, I literally don't know anymore.
Can't believe
Zombieland.
Can't believe we lived to a Kingpin. Yeah. Zombieland.
What'd you say?
Zombieland.
All right, yeah, all right. We're doing the films of, if you're just joining us, the films of Woody Harrelson. We established that Cheers is not a film. And we're going to say that the old Woody Harrelson was in Doc Hollywood.
Wait, yes, he was. Yeah, that was...
We have confirmation from several people.
Yes.
Because I don't trust myself. I'm to put my hands up over my head.
What you can use your thing.
So
if
triumphant.
You need help.
Yeah, don't forget about your lifeline. Nate can help you out.
Nate.
Nate, what do you got?
Freebirds.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Freebirds.
Yeah.
Freebirds.
Yes, he was.
A turkey with Owen Wilson, movie called Free Birds?
Yeah. Weren't they like Chicken Little or something?
Fucking Walmart ass cartoon.
All right, so even though it's a Walmart ass cartoon, I will accept it. Ramon, do you want to use your lifeline or do you have another Woody Harrelson?
Man,
picture.
I had one and I just forgot it.
Right? It's hard to hang on to those sometimes.
This is a big gamble. I'm pretty sure he was in Wild Hogs. He was in Wild Hogs.
What did he do in Wild Hogs?
One of them old people.
All right, so what happened to your lifeline? Why didn't you use your lifeline?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Let's still use your lifeline.
John.
No Country for Old Men.
That's a nice pull. That's very good. No Country for Old Men.
Cool.
Keith?
The Messenger.
I was waiting on that one.
I was sitting on that.
You know too much. You know too much.
Sitting on that. No, I'm pretty much tapped out after that. But.
That's a good one, though, The Messenger. How about The Cowboy Way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, this is where everybody's on their own.
I'm just going to make some
shit up.
He
still has his
up.
Thing.
My God.
Just picture him like walking in, he's all like, "Hi!"
I last night I saw Now You See Me Too, so all I'm thinking about is him and Now You See Me. That's all I can think about.
Think
right
of all
now.
Of his great hat rolls. Every time he wore a pork pie.
I do not know. I'm just going to...
I think I have one more, maybe.
Name a movie. I'm just going to say Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, sorry.
Oh, man.
Ramon, anything?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, wait. That's who we're playing?
Was he in Mars Attacks?
No.
I'm just trying to think of movies that have a bunch of people.
It's a pretty smart approach. Keith?
The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Oh, damn you.
No, he wasn't in Catching Fire. He was only in the first
one.
No,
he was in them all.
Nice try.
As I recall from what I just, when I came home, I was watching him.
Oh, man. I've just been standing there thinking I'm never going to come up with anything. And then, you know, you think he just...
I'm out. I'm out already. I can do whatever I want.
You think you can't come up with anything, and then suddenly it's like you're fucking hit by a money train.
Oh, damn.
You want to use your lifeline?
Hold on. Yes. Good Fullers.
Fullers, what do you got, good Fullers?
Thanks, Fullers.
Any Woody Harrelson? Huh?
Pump?
I'm going to say pump. It's just the name tag owner. Who's got the name tag? But what did he say?
A Scanner Darkly.
Should I go A Scanner Darkly?
Yes, because I remember. Nah. I saw that movie. He was in it.
I think that's pretty legit. Yes, that's correct.
That's it. Yeah, he's in it. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's not in A Scanner Darkly, though.
I'm going to try another one. I'm going to need everybody's support on this. Oh, you got another one? Oh, shit. We're gonna stay at this. Or maybe. I hope mine is right. The Thin Red Line? Yeah. Yay! I knew there were a lot of people.
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's a classic. Holy cow. That might have brought it home right there. Oh, no. Oh, okay. I got like a kind of a weird guess. That is another one that maybe he might have stuck his face in there. Does he have a cameo in Surfer Dude?
Yep.
Yeah. I think he does. I think he fucking does. Oh, fuck.
Is he in Wild Things?
Didn't somebody say that already?
As what?
As an actor?
I don't think so. Kevin Bacon, Bill Murray, Matt Dillon.
Oh, I'm thinking of Kevin Bacon, I think. Fuck.
Yeah, once you see a guy's dick, it's like... could just be...
All right, then I'm out.
Could be anybody.
Then I'm out. Then
but
I'm
you
out.
Are a winner in terms of who you're playing for in the audience.
Oh, man.
Good Fullers, come get all your stuff. It's quite a lot of stuff, including this card game that's a
piece of shit.
Such a hit. Oh, watch out. There's stuff in the hat. Be careful. And then that big, huge bag. Sorry about that.
Oh,
this is terrible. There you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Fullers. Good job, guys.
I thought we had it. See, I didn't know the rules. I'm sorry, man.
What's your shithead situation here? Is this got a shithead on it?
It's super old.
It's super old?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be topical necessarily. And we got to remove this somehow. People are making this shit really complicated. Now I understand how they feel like on an award show when they can't open the shit. There's a lot of pressure. Then there's nothing here. Oh, it's just written right on it. Okay. Guys, got any plugs? What do you want to plug?
My web series.
Keith broke his leg.
I feel like I've already plugged it. Getbroken.com. It's really funny, guys.
Yeah, people love
it. Lots of people. Louis C.K. said he liked it.
Whoa. Nice.
So, smell me.
Ramon?
I have my comedy festival in Cleveland, August 26th to 28th. Go to accidentalcomedy.com for info on that. And then I'm starting to tour a little bit, so you can go to my website, blazerramone.com.
Does that get a laugh every time?
Sometimes.
Depends on the crowd?
Yeah.
All right.
And if I have a blazer on or not.
And a toothpick.
This is a long-ass shithead. Just the end part?
Then what's all the other words there for?
It says, dear player, thanks for choosing my name tag. I hope you play well and take home that prize
bag.
So
sweet.
Why are you hoping they get to take home the prize bag? However, if for some reason you don't win, then Doug will read my shithead. I have written it below. Please do not read it out loud. And then there it is. I'm going to read both of these at the end of the show. Lamorne Morris.
Yo.
New Girl.
That's right.
Fox.
No doubt.
Fox,
no doubt.
Tuesdays at 9.
Tuesdays at 9. If y'all trying to get wet, watch this show. New Girl gets you wet.
I knew you'd have a sexy plug there at the end and really bring everybody back around. One more time for all my guests. Lamorne Morris, Ramon Rivas II, and Keith Powell. Money in the bank with all these guys. And as always, the Owen and Deckard show are shitheads. And homophobes are shitheads. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenhold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves.